Dr. Dobiash, relate.
These prisoners were checked regularly for effects or after effects of these shots. Our temperature was measured about every second hour. We were starved, and consequently the effects of these injections were terrible. We felt sick, we felt giddy, we couldn't do anything. The fact that these injections were inflicted against our will is recorded in the office in Germany, in Arolsen, in the office of the records of the prisoners of during the war. I have the address if you wish. The address is International Tracing Service, D3548 Arolsen. Telephone 05691-6037.
Can you tell me what kind of after effects your imprisonment has left you with, both physically and mentally and in your attitude towards life, especially towards the Germans?
After the war, I was a wreck for quite a long time, both physically and mentally. Physically, gradually, my health improved. Mentally, I still have the traces or after effects of the experience. I still cannot sleep well, I have nightmares, and one thing is I'm always very careful. I cannot see a pig. It's a very incredible thing to say, but if I see a pig during the war in the countryside or even in television, I have to look somewhere else, because unconsciously I know that the next night will be a sleepless night owing to the experience I had when two SS men killed several people pretending they were going to go to feed pigs. Otherwise, the attitude towards the Germans is very difficult to describe. I do go to Germany. I travel there. After all, Germany is now a democratic country. Two-thirds of the population were not even born when these horrible things happened. If I see some of my age, obviously I shudder. I always think, what did you do during the war? Obviously, they may not have been criminals in the sense of what we experienced in the camp. But I can never forget that a country which gave this world writers, musicians, Goethe, Beethoven, poetry, everything, that they turned into a nation of such bestiality. The explanation is beyond my comprehension. When I travel in Germany, when I see the youngsters, I feel I see just like youngsters anywhere else in the world. I'm always very happy to talk to them. If possible, if they ask, I never start a conversation. I talk about the times. They appear when I was in Germany in a spa in Bad Wörishofen for a month. I met quite a few younger men who at first were very suspicious. After they talked to me for a while, they specifically asked me whether we could meet for a glass of beer, and they asked and asked and asked. I was very impressed. They wanted to know what their fathers and their grandfathers never told them. I'm glad I told them.
Had the German government paid you any recompense?
Yes. It took a long time. I started asking soon after the war compensation, which they called Wiedergutmachung. But my difficulty was that I was not Jewish. The Jewish people had no problems because they could prove that they were imprisoned against all humanitarian laws. I had difficulties because actually I was their opponent, I was a fighter. But finally, they agreed and they are paying me a small monthly compensation. Also, every time, from time to time, I'm allowed to ask for a stay in a German spa to heal my nerves. I must say from the beginning that even though it was very hard to get this agreement, once they agreed, they behaved like gentlemen. There is no question whatsoever. Every time I ask within the agreement and within law, I get it.